Get ready for the ultimate video challenge as these two teams go head-to-head with a maze of electronic obstacles for the right to face one of our game wizards in the video zone. Synchronize your watches. Here comes Nick Arcade. And now here's your host, the guy who once ate his entire weight in marshmallow fluff,
you, Andrea, and welcome to Nick Arcade, the ultimate video challenge. I'm here today with Mark of the yellow team and Lisa of the red team, who are about to play the face-off game, Post Haste. Now, in this game, you have to maneuver your postman down the street, avoiding people's pets and other perils along the way. Whoever gets their postman the farthest at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points and control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. Hey, into position and grab your controllers. Ready, set, go! And they're off.
Killer, come back here.
Right now, score's pretty evenly matched here. 65 for the yellow, 55 for the red. 20 seconds left to go, and they're on their way again.
The
yellow team is down. We're at 15 seconds right now. Making their way, both are down at the same time. We're at 10 seconds. Red team has the lead right now. And as we get down to the last 5 seconds, this will pretty much determine it. It's still tight. It can go either way, but it looks like it's the red team going off. All right, Lisa, let's get back over play some more. Yeah. Way to go, Lisa. You ran the postman down the road. Hey, everyone, let's say hello to the video jocks on today's show, starting off with Wendy and Lisa. Say hey. Right, now, Wendy, I understand that you do ballet. You dance in a ballet company?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what are some of the ballets that you perform in?
The Nutcracker.
The Nutcracker? And any others?
I did Cinderella once.
The Cinderella one. Do you want to pursue this as a profession?
Yes, I would.
Okay, and everybody, a little surprise. Today is Wendy's birthday. Say happy birthday! Now, your partner there, Lisa. Lisa likes to study science. Why science, Lisa?
When I grow up, I want to be an astrophysicist.
I can't even spell that. Hey, great. Welcome to the show. Your opponents today are CD and Mark on the yellow team. Say hey! Now, I understand CD won an award for a speech. You actually wrote this. Tell me about this whole deal.
Right. I gave a speech on Martin Luther King, and I won a $200 savings bond.
Excellent. Welcome to the show. And your partner there, Mark, likes to fly radio-controlled planes. Now, how'd you get into that, Mark?
Just by going out to the field and watching guys fly. Look nice.
Do you own your own now?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, everyone, let's wish them all luck today. All right, now here's how we play. You're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around this here screen in every direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you're going to run into our four P's: points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Be careful, because there's an enemy up there, and if you run into him, you lose control over to the other team. Now, all questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds will be going into the video zone. Hey, before we get going, Andrea, tell us where Mikey's going today.
Well, Mikey's just gotten his allowances off for a little bargain hunting at the big We Got a Mall. In round one, he'll be window shopping in the mall's atrium. But look out, because I just heard the town bully Game Over is on his way there. Direct Mikey through the atrium and pass the goal, and you'll get 50 points. Back to you, Phil.
Hey, thank you, Andrea. Now, red team, Wendy and Lisa, kind of the girls from the Prince band, you have 25 points because you won the face-off. You get to move Mikey first. What direction?
Right.
Mikey's going right. Mixed signals. Hey, this is another one of our video puzzles. Now, well, you know, it looks like we got our wires crossed. The next puzzle has the right audio, but the wrong video. The first team that can buzz in and tell me what we really should be seeing will get 25 points and control of Mikey. Ready? Let's take a look and listen. Yellow team, buzzing in early.
Bowling.
Let's take a look. Should we be hearing bowling? Pow, there we are. We should really be seeing bowling. Yes, and you have 25 points. You tied up the score, fellas, and you have control. What direction?
Right.
Mikey's going right. Video Challenge. Yo, dudes, come on over here with me. Video Challenge. Yes, sir. Hey. All right, 3D Mark. Video Challenge. Get that more points in your score and maintain control. Who's going to be playing?
I am.
All right, Mark, hang on to the board. CD, you get to choose from Kickmaster, Atomic Runner, Joe and Mac, El Viento, and King of the Monsters. What game would you like to play?
King of the Monsters.
King of the Monsters. Head right over there. Let's go, guy. All right, King of the Monsters. Now, this is a sci-fi claw-to-claw action game where you are the monster Geon in a grueling battle through the city. This game has 12 stages, and on King of the Monsters, the Game Wizards Challenge is set at 4,000 points in Stage 2, Okayama. 4,000 you have to beat in 30 seconds. Now, here's your job. You have 25 points, tie score. I want you to write down of your 25 how many you're willing to wager. You have 3 seconds. Here comes the music. There it is, and he's writing it down. He's done. All right, turn around here, my friend. Ready, set, go. He's up. Now, he's Geon the monster with the horn popping out of his head. He's up to 770 points right now. All right, you hit pause by mistake. There, he's going again. Took a 910. All right, this choke is getting him 700 points. 1,610. He's up to 2,110 points. All right, he's biting. All right, bite got him another 700. All right, he picked up some power there. He jumped on him. 2,800. Oh, man, I guess not enough punching going on. You played a great game. Let's see how many points for wager. 10 points. All right, we're going to deduct this. But it's lots more game to play, guys. Head over. Yeah. Lots more game to play. Hey, hey. Hitting and biting all the way. All right, you played a great game there, but time kind of ticked out on you. Red team, you now have control of Mikey again. What direction would you like to move him?
Down.
Mikey's going down.
Right there, B-Brain.
Oh, man. Pie in the face, ladies. Control goes back in the hands of the fellas. Guys, you get to move Mikey again. What direction, yellow team?
Down.
Mikey's going down. Pop quiz. Hands on your buzzers, I have a question for you. The correct answer will yield you 25 points and control of Mikey. Here's the question. Mother's Day and Father's Day always fall on what day of the week? Yes, red team.
Sunday.
Sunday is it? Yeah! Hi, y'all. You're up to 50 points. And you have control back in your hand. Move the micster again.
Left.
Mikey's going left this time. They just won.
Yo, from Casio, a rap keyboard with 25 instrument sounds for rapping along, plus a voice effector and built-in mic. So fresh, only from Casio.
Hey, hey, and only for you two, because you won that and you also have control still. What direction would you like to move the big M?
Left.
Mikey's going left this time. Get to add more points to your score and maintain control. Who is going to be playing?
I am.
You're going to play Wendy? Okay, Lisa, hang on to the board. Wendy must clear it off here. Make sure you can write on a clear slate. There you are. Now, Wendy, you get to choose from Kickmaster, Atomic Runner, Joe and Mac, El Viento, and King of the Monsters out of it. So which one of the remaining four?
Kickmaster.
Kickmaster. Okay, short little steps over to the Kickmaster. Here we are. Let's turn around. Now, this is a very cool hand-to-hand combat game where you are a young Kickmaster fighting evil. This game has 8 different sectors, and today, our expert challenge on Kickmaster is 100 experience points in Sector 1. You have to meet or beat 100 experience points in the 30 seconds. Lisa, you have 50 points. Your opponents have 15. Of your 50, write down how many points you're willing to wager on Wendy here. You have 3 seconds. Hit it, the music. There it is. I like the song. I like the song. Okay, she's done. Turn around, Wendy. Ready, set, go. Okay, now she is the young Kickmaster, and her way of defending herself is by using her feet kicking. She just did a jump away. She's still moving along here. No points yet. All right, she just kicked and she grabbed one of the items. Now, each time she kicks them, she gets some points. She's up to 50 now. If she grabs the coin, she gets additional points. Time's ticking. All right, she's up to 80. Oh, gosh, I wish you'd gotten that first one because it would have put you over. Let's see how many points we'll wager. 10. Okay, we're going to adjust the score and play some more. Adjust the score. Do-do-do-do. Play some more. Do-do-do-do. Okay, we're going to take 10 points away from your score, red team. You're still ahead with 40 points. Yellow team, you now have control of Mikey. Okay, so you don't. That means I get to move Mikey straight to the goal. We're almost out of time. We are now in sudden death. The correct answer to this question will get you 50 points and the goal for round one. Here is the question. Remember, Mikey's hanging out in the mall. If you see a movie advertisement with a PG rating in the corner, what does that mean? Yellow team.
Parental guidance suggested.
That is it. Yes, yellow team. You have the goal and the 50 points. Hey, let's take a look at the board and see where everything was in this round. Pow, there you have it. There's a prize way up there in the top in the middle. Right now, we're looking at yellow team with 65 points. Red team with 40. Hey, gang, you know what happens when we come back. Round two is going to get into action. The points will be doubled. So I wouldn't be late if I were you. Go do what you got to do and get back here. We're going to be back fast for round two on Nick Arcade. Yeah. Joining me this time is CD of the yellow team and Wendy, our birthday girl of the red team. They're going to try their hand at the face-off game post-haste. Now remember, you have to maneuver your postman down the street, avoiding all types of obstacles and perils. Whoever gets their postman the farthest in 30 seconds will get 50 points and control of Mikey for the start of round two. In two positions, please grab your controllers. Ready, set, go!
And Killer, come back here.
Oh, running into the old lady, both of them. 45 ties. All right, right now looks like the yellow team's pulled ahead slightly. We're at 15 seconds. Red team is down, back on the feet now. 10 seconds left. A lot of jumping. They're both down, they're both up. It looks like it's gonna be yellow team. Great plan, CD. Hey, before we get going, Andrea, yo, what's up with Mikey in round two?
In round two, Mikey's waltzing over to the mall's happening plaza. But watch it, because the word is that game over is already there. Show Mikey through the plaza and pass the goal, and you'll put 100 points in your reusable shopping bag. Back to you, Phil.
Thanks, Andrea. Hey, now remember, gang, the four P's are still up there. Points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Video challenge hanging up out there. And remember, Game Over the Bully is lurking somewhere, so beware of him. Now, all questions in round two are worth 50 points. And the team with the highest score at the end of this round will be going into the video zone to battle with today's Game Wizard. Now, yellow team, you won the face-off. You're up to 115 because you got the 50 points. And you get to move Mikey first. What direction?
Down.
Mikey's heading down. Pop quiz. Here we are, pop quiz. I have a question for you. Remember, Mikey's in the mall. This is for 50 points, all hands on buzzers. Rock groups tour with guys who set up the stage and all the equipment. What's the slang term for these helping hands? Roadies. They're called roadies, the guys that like do the equipment and things. Okay, I have another question. Keep your hands on your buzzers. In professional football, how many points does a team receive for a safety? Okay, the answer is 2 points. You get 2 points for a safety. But look, I have tons of questions. Here we are. What do the letters stand for in a BLT sandwich? Yes, red team.
Bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
Hey, that is it. Yeah. And you have 50 points added to your score. You're up to 90. And you get to move Mikey, red team. What direction?
Right.
Mikey's going right. Video challenge, red team. Hey, come on back here. You know we're gonna be fun to play a game. Not me, but you. Hey, Wendy. Who's gonna be playing this time? Okay, Wendy, you have the board. Lisa, you get to choose from, well, Kickmaster's out of it because we've used it. You get to choose from Atomic Runner, Joe and Mac, El Viento, and King of the Monsters out of it. So you get to choose those three in the middle. Which one?
Joe and Mac.
Joe and Mac. Head on over to Joe and Mac. Come on with us, Wendy. Joe and Mac takes us back in time because this is a prehistoric adventure game where you are a K-Dude Joe, or maybe a K-Babe Josephine, trying to rescue all the cave dudes that have been kidnapped. This game has multiple levels, and today on Joe and Mac, our expert's challenge has been set at 800 points in level 1 after Mina beat 800 points in 30 seconds. Now, Wendy, you have 90 points. Your opponents have 115. I want you to write down how many points you're willing to wager of your 90 on your partner beating the challenge. You have 3 seconds to write it down now. She's writing slow. Okay, you're done. Okay, good. Turn around, please, Lisa. Ready, set, go. All right, she's off. Okay, now she waves her club, her caveman, bam, she picked up a pterodactyl, she gets 200 points for that. All right, she picked up the meat that gives her extra health, and another pterodactyl, she's up to 400. And she has the meat to beat 800 points. Okay, she got hit by a caveman, she whacked the caveman. Still at the same points though. Oh, she fell. Oh my goodness. And it's gonna take a little while for it to restart while she goes to caveman heaven. All right, she's back. Oh my goodness. You got whacked there when you fell, but that is okay, Lisa. How many points are wagered? Wendy wagered 10 points. We're gonna adjust the score. A lot more game to play. Head back over, gang. Come on, yeah. Got more game to play anyway. Big old smiles back on your face. We're gonna take 10 points away. You still have 80. Yellow team, you now have control of Mikey. What direction would you like to move him?
Down.
Mikey's going down. Okay, hidden camera. This is another one of our video puzzles. Now, we recently took our Nick Arcade minicam out in the world and stuck it in some pretty strange places. The first team to buzz in and tell me where the camera is hidden will get 50 points and control of Mikey. Ready? Let's tune into our hidden camera. Now, remember, we're looking for where the camera is hidden. Do-do-do-do. Yes, red team.
A bag of chips.
A bag of chips? Ooh, that is incorrect. Hey, let's take another look here at the hidden camera for the yellow team. Looking for where the camera's hidden. Yes, yellow team, you have a guess?
In a grocery bag cart.
I think that's it. Let's take a peek. Yeah, there's a grocery bag. And you have 50 points added to your score. You're up to 165, yellow team. Move the Meister again. Never mind on the moving. I get to zip Mikey straight to the goal. We're running out of time. Sudden death is once again upon us. The correct answer to this question will get you 100 points, the goal, and a winner for the game. So hands on the buzzers and listen up. Name the two states connected by the George Washington Bridge. Yes, red team.
New Jersey and New York.
That is it, red team. You have the goal and the 100 points. Take a look at the board and see where everything was in round two. Piled it, lots of prizes. They were all missed, but that is all right, because right now, red team at 180, you are going into the video zone. Yellow team, it got down to one question. Great plan, guys. Andrea, tell them what they leave with.
Stay tuned. Stay Tuned is jam-packed with over 30 games. If you love cartoons, you'll love Stay Tuned, a cartoon computer adventure. And Petite Miss Cosmetics. It's fun to play dress-up with your own Petite Miss makeup set. It has lipsticks, blush, eyeshadows, and more. Pretty cool, pretty cute, pretty you with Petite Miss.
Right now, they're going to be going in through that door into the video zone when we get back. I wouldn't go anywhere. Scorcha is waiting for them. Are you ready for Scorcha?
Yeah.
Are you ready to get in there? I'm ready, too. Let's find out what's going to happen. We'll see you back. Yeah. Here we are, hanging at the edge of the zone. I'm here with Wendy and Lisa, who are going to go through that door into the video zone. Now, you have 1 minute to get through all three levels. After the first two, if you have any time left, you'll both take on Scorcha in the wizard level. Now, for each item you pick up, you will get 50 bucks. And for each level you get past, you will get a great prize. Now, here is your challenge. Player one is a monster on the loose, rescuing three humans from alien capture. Touch them while they're in the tractor beam, but look out for the giant laser-firing eyeball, the slimy earth creature, and the monstrous cockroach. Touch the power rod to release cosmic radiation and clear the screen. Rescue all three humans, and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
Camp in the wilderness or your own backyard with the Coleman Camp Package, including a sundome tent, slumber bag, Take 5 flip lid cooler, and a rechargeable fluorescent lantern, all from the Coleman Company.
Player 2 is caught in a giant food fight. Collect 3 textbooks scattered on the floor while avoiding the teacher, flying pies, tomatoes, and yuck, pudding. Touch the right locker and the smelly sneakers will clear the room. Get the 3 textbooks and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
Eliminate the hills with a Kent 18-speed Peak Performer. Mountain biking excitement made easy with Shimano index shifting. Mountain biking fun by Kent.
Now, with the time left, you'll both take on Scorcha in the wizard level. Catch 3 floating orbs while avoiding dangerous fireballs and creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you will freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Scorcha by catching all 3 orbs and you will win today's grand prize.
The Connecticut Avenue Days Inn, located in Northwest Washington, D.C., offers more than the bare necessities. A great value with superior location and only minutes from many famous attractions. Go do it in the zone.
All right, hey, you two, Wendy, Pal, Lisa, through the door and burn Scorcha. Go! All right. A lot of climbing to save the humans, and of course, a lot of running around to grab the textbooks on the floor. They're in position. Ready, set, go, birthday girl! All right, she's off. Start has been hit. All right, 1 human's been saved. 1 unit of power gone, 2 humans have been saved. We're down to 3 units of power. Wrong building, but there's another one going up. Pow, they're off! Go, Lisa, go! All right, 1 textbook has been gotten. The smelly sneakers, grab the other book, touch it, pow, there you go. Get the last one. They are going to battle Scorcha at 32 seconds. Start has been hit. And Wendy's up the stairs. All right, they're down to 1 unit of power already. Oh, they're out of power. Hit start again. All right, start has been hit again at 21 seconds. Okay, there's 1 orb gotten. They're down to 2 units of power. Oh, my goodness. Power's gone again. Start has been hit again. They're at 12 seconds now. Staying low. They're at 9 seconds. They're going to have to move. All right, they're down to 2 units of power. That's 2 orbs. The last 5 seconds. Oh, my goodness. Ran out of power at the last possible second. Hey, but they grabbed some great things. We all watched them. They got the Casio keyboard up in the front there. They won the Coleman camping package for getting past the monsters. And they won the Kent bikes for getting past the books scattered on the floor. Hey, here they come. Ladies, you did a great job. We'll see you next time on Nick Arcade. Bye.
Live studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios Orlando, Florida.